This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by Miranda Blah. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on a two-day visit to Tamil Nadu starting today. After completing his two-nation tour to the UK and Maldives, PM Modi will travel directly to Tuticorin. During his visit, he will inaugurate new projects such as the new terminal building at Tuticorin Airport, four-laning of Sethiathoppu, Cholapuram, six-laning of Thattukudi Port Road, electrification of the 90-kilometre Madurai Bodhi Nayakannur rail line, doubling of the 21-kilometre Nagercoil Town Kanyakumari section. The Prime Minister will also lay the foundation stone for a major power transmission project system for evacuation of electricity from Kudan Kulam nuclear power point. Tripura has formed task forces to identify and deport illegal immigrants, particularly Rohingyas and Bangladeshi nationals, staying unlawfully in the state. Talking to reporters, Tripura Chief Minister Manik Saha said that the district-level task forces would identify the illegal migrants and take due course of action. The task forces would identify the foreign nationals and would also verify when they came to Tripura. Chief Minister Manik Saha earlier said that infiltrators from Bangladesh have realized that Tripura is not a safe zone for them, adding that all security agencies are on a high alert to prevent infiltrators from entering India. The centre is preparing to extend President's rule in Manipur for another 6 months, starting August 13th. A notice for introducing a statutory resolution to this effect has been submitted to the Rajya Sabha and admitted by the chair. The resolution is yet to be taken up and will be listed for discussion next week once the Business Advisory Committee allocates time for it in the Upper House schedule. The BJP has been making efforts to form a new government in the state, and the Meitei and Naga MLAs have been conducting a month-long campaign pushing for a government in the violence-hit state. The president's rule was imposed in Manipur on February 13 this year after former Chief Minister N. Biren Singh resigned. Hill State People's Democratic Party HSPDP President K.P. Pangyang has said that the intention of the party is to equally share the lone cabinet berth allotted to the party in the MDA 2.0 government between its two MLAs. At present, Shakliar Wadri represents the party in the cabinet as the Minister for Sports and Youth Affairs. However, the other HSPDP legislator, Methodius Dakar, is also hopeful of being given a chance to serve in the cabinet during the remaining term of the government. Pangyang further mentioned that the chief minister has not yet been approached on the issue, as internal discussion within the party will precede any official proposal to the government. The MDA government is nearing a halfway mark of its term, fueling speculations about a possible cabinet reshuffle. Assam Chief Minister Himanta Biswa Sarma visited Uriamghat in Golaghat district to assess lands encroached by settlers and reiterated that the state government's commitment to clearing all illegal occupations on public and community land, including forest areas, satras, namghars and village and professional grazing reserves, VGR and PGR. Assam Chief Minister stated that thousands of bingas of land at Uriamghat had been unlawfully occupied, with some families claiming up to 300 to 400 bingas for private use and economic activity. Sarma warned that Uriamghat has become a hub for criminal activity due to these settlements, but expressed confidence that peace could be restored through public cooperation and strict enforcement. The Indian Meteorological Department, IMD, has released the latest data on rainfall distribution across Sikkim, highlighting a significant decline in seasonal rainfall. Sikkim has received 561.3 mm of rainfall from the 1st of June till July 23rd, which is 29% below the normal average. The IMD's data highlighted a significant decline in seasonal rainfall in this state. Gyalshing district recorded the highest shortfall, receiving 453.5 mm of rainfall, 44% less than the normal of 814.5 mm. On the other hand, Gangtok reported 691.6 mm of rainfall, 35% less than the normal rainfall. And with that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin, which came to you from the Shillong station of Akashvani. Have a nice day.